Good afternoon, and welcome again to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every week, Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3. And this coming Sunday, I'm changing my hours for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, which was 8 to 11. It will now be 9 to noon. So remember that shift too. We're going to daylight savings. We end it this week. So drop back. Fall behind. An hour. You're going to get an extra hour. Sleep. Don't party. Sleep. The great HARP program, military weather programs, military weather warfare 2025, 2030, 2040, 2050, 2060, 2070, 2080. If it doesn't stop, no flesh is going to be saved. So probably by the end of 2030, these HARP programs are going to end. Now, I didn't plan on this, but I'm going to just present something to you that many of you don't know. Remember in the Old Testament and in the New Testament how God used weather to punish mankind for their sins and their evil? Now, remember, many are not probably aware of a lot of the biblical history. Before Adam was created, God created the earth, the heavens and the earth, perfect. Something happened, and it says that the earth became void and waste. In other words, uninhabitable. So something happened, and God had to judge Satan and the fallen angels for the way they had corrupted the universe, and especially the earth. So the Lord brought a weather calamity upon the world, and the world could not, nothing could exist. The world became void and waste. That was number one, the first time. At the time of Noah, when the fallen angels began to mate with women, and their world was full of unrighteousness, it was violence everywhere. The world, the mankind had gone mad. The DNA of mankind had been altered, half angel, half human, through the creatures called Nephilim. God once again judged the earth by weather in Noah's flood. Then, in the book of Exodus, later on in Genesis, Pharaoh in Egypt had a dream. There would be 7 years, I'm condensing this, for those that are not knowledgeable about the Bible, you'll have to go to the account where Joseph is in Egypt, in a prison, incarcerated, and he is able to interpret a dream that Pharaoh had about 7 plentiful years and 7 dearth, years of dearth, hardship. Well, once again, God used the weather to move his plan in mankind forward, and God's plan was to remove the children of Israel out of their land in Canaan into Egypt to protect them for a period of time. Then eventually they would move back to their land. Now, because Pharaoh wouldn't release the children of Israel, God had to bring the weather, use the weather once again, hail, and also many other different plagues. And eventually, Pharaoh let the children of Israel go into the desert. Now, at the end of the world, God will once again use the weather to destroy and punish the children of the devil. At some point in the future, the wind patterns are going to become still, calm, and there's going to be heat upon America, like the world is, like America has never known, and other nations in the world also. Man wants to use the weather to as a weapon against his fellow man? Well, ultimately, the weather is God's ultimate weapon. Now, Christ, one day he was going to go from across one of the lakes, and on the way across the lake, the weather picked up, and it was going to swamp the boat. Well, he rebuked the wind and made the sea to become at peace. The waves had to be calm. God has always controlled weather and will always control the weather, but mankind, evil mankind, because they know the Bible, they see what God does and they duplicate it, replicate it. They do whatever they see God do. They use technology to do just exactly what God uses, they use. Well, there's going to be hail coming at some point, and it's going to be about the size, 3/4 of the size of a 5-gallon bucket. The hail is going to be pretty heavy, and the people in America, the evildoers that hate God in the time of Antichrist at the last part of his rule and reign, God is going to use hail, and it's going to come down about the size of a 3/4 size bucket of 5-gallon bucket, and it's going to destroy everything. Well, as I go on here to initially begin the program, we're going to talk about what has been happening with the weather in Alaska, Bolivia, South Africa, and you're going to see how man has learned how to use the weather to destroy and afflict and kill his fellow man. Rick Rodriguez.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic, Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to.
Everybody wants to rule the world. To rule the world, America's military will use the weather, has been using the weather, is using the weather, will continue to use the weather. Any new technology will be used for evil. That's the nature of man. You can't change it. The only thing that can change the nature of man with difficulty is Christ himself. He can change a person's nature and the evil in their heart if they truly repent and are willing to yield to their conscience and their spirit under the power of the Holy Spirit. And even there are people that don't know Christ, but they follow their conscience because they know God by looking at the universe, by the looking at the environment, by creation, and they know God by that. Though they don't know that there was a Messiah that had died for their sins, they know in their heart there has to be a God, because evolution could not have brought the world and the universe as we know it into existence. It had to be intelligent life. It had to be somebody, someone that was eternal, that was intelligent. Monster storm engulfs Alaska, dumping 10 plus feet of snow. 10 feet of snow. This was from last, basically it ended Wednesday, yesterday. The weather pattern finally moved yesterday. But it has been there since about the 29th of October. So right through Halloween, this is what happened. 10 feet of snow. The historic rainfall, this is in Alaska, the historic rainfall generated by the storm includes one of the top four heaviest two-day amounts ever observed in the state. Nearly 20 inches of rain. Portage Glacier Visitor Center rainfall since Friday afternoon now way over 2 feet. This historic event is ending only a trace of rain between 6 and 7 a.m. Alaska time on Tuesday, yesterday, or 2 days ago, ending a streak of 110 consecutive hours with measurable rain. Measurable rain. It did not stop. This is not normal. This is HAARP weather warfare, military industrial complex weather warfare. In the Kenai Peninsula, where it meets the rest of Alaska, 9.53 inches on Halloween Day alone, the station's highest daily total ever recorded. At the Portage Glacier Visitor Center, 10.3 inches was measured on October the 30th. Its two-day rainfall over the weekend of 18.84 inches. This brings the three-day total to 22.35 inches. So, this is AB normal. I think it was the old movie Frankenstein. What was it? AB normal? Well, forget about it because I can't remember. I can see it, but I don't remember what it was or that movie. Also, in this is out of strangesound.org. Horrifying apocalypse, apocalyptic hailstone kills 450 ostriches in South Africa and blocks roads in Bolivia. A devastated farmer lost hundreds of his ostriches to a hailstorm in the small district of Aberdeen in the Eastern Cape, South Africa, last week. I'm 54 years old. I've never experienced a storm quite as severe as that, said the farmer. We lost a whole lot of ostriches, about 450. The hailstone struck some of the birds' eyes, broke their necks of others. We lost some of our goats, sheep. The infrastructure was blown away by the storm. With the area having been in the grip of a drought for the last 6 years, why would it be in a drought for the last 6 years unless there was some type of weather warfare taking place on that area? Krieg said it was going to be a long road to recovery. His 20-year-old son has been running the farm while he looks for other ways to earn an income due to financial constraints. Continuing to quote, "We've been hit with COVID recession. Payments from businesses, markets that we supply have been delayed. Where we used to wait 30 or 60 days, now we have to wait over 6 months. It's just sort of a big ball that keeps rolling. And to be hit with this is heartbreaking. It makes one think if it's even worth it. It's going to take a while to recover if we recover." Now we'll jump across the ocean to the west. Let's go to Bolivia. Tarija, a small city in Bolivia. The people there were left totally in shock by the deluge of ice that took place on Halloween on Sunday. Some places the roads were covered with more than 3 feet of ice, blocking traffic, damaging homes, businesses, cutting down power. This isn't Bolivia. This isn't down in the southern part of South America. The heavy thunderstorm also dropped loads of rainwater that flooded houses, basements across the town. Seems like every few years people start speculating that the whole world is ending. These sort of apocalyptic predictions have only become more prevalent lately. These are not normal patterns. This is a globalist agenda. Practicing, I don't think so. They don't need to practice. They have this down already. The volcanoes in the Canary Islands, it is proven that there is some type of electromagnetic activity taking place there, man-made. It's not coming through scalar energy from Pluto or from the sun. It's man-made. I heard somebody today talking about the winter ice storms last year in Texas. No, this was Texas is a red state. This was a Democrat hit. And like I stated the other day, the agencies and the facilities that can do this type of weather pinpoint accuracy, steering hurricanes, creating tornadoes, droughts internationally. China does it. Russia does it. It's not a conspiracy. But you'll have those people that will say that this is conspiracy. Well, when they start saying conspiracy, I realize that two things. Number one, they don't study. Number two, if they do study, they always make sure they go to the mainstream media, the Pilgrim Society media, full of deceit, lies, misinformation, disinformation, untruth, not truth. So, Christ, he used weather to punish mankind, and now man, through the technology of Nikola Tesla, has found the way to use weather as a weapon. Not just a weapon used by America on the other nations, the enemies. No. It is a weapon used on people within this country that don't go along with the program. And I got to back up here about a thought and a half ago. The agencies that are able and oversee this type of weaponry, yes, it is military. Yes, the military is involved with it. Yes, there's apparatus internationally operated by the military out in the ocean. But the brain center, is in Boulder, Colorado. Boulder, Colorado. At NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research, and NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Headquarters in Boulder, Colorado. And through this type of technology from Boulder, they can send out disasters, floods, stimulate volcanoes to erupt. But there are other facilities, but this is the brain center. Then also just west of Cheyenne, you have a research center right there that's tied into Boulder, Colorado. Then in between that research center and Boulder, Colorado, in Wyoming and Boulder, you have the University of Northern CSU, Colorado State University. They also are involved in this too. And one thing with the government, they always use the innocent brain power of young people in the universities, free giving them computer, whatever they need to do their research, and they are eventually put in government programs. The government hires the best and send them all over the world. So right here, out of this high mountain in the United States, Satan does his work. Satan pretends to be and desires to be God and plays God. But the Bible says, the Lord Jesus said, that at the end of the world, nothing is going to be hidden. Everything's going to be brought out into the open. Everything's going to be revealed. The closet doors are going to be open. What is going on in the back room is going to be found out. What's happening out in the barn, everyone's going to know about it. What all the people that serve the devil do, they can't hide it. They know it. They hate it. But they realize that it's just a cosmic law. They have to eventually tell the world what they're doing. It has to be out in the open. And they do tell the world, and the truth does come out. But here's the problem. People don't want truth. The agenda, many times with people, is more important than truth. With the people, you know, my family, my father's family, my mother's family, basically Democrat for the last decade, the decade before that, for the last 100 years. It's very hard to leave a thought pattern even if you see the truth, you can't leave that type of thinking. The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio, KHNC. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling a vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hey guys, this is Steve from Red Pill Truth, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. This show runs Saturdays at 3. We talk about the truths that the mainstream media won't tell you about until they have to. We'll see you Saturday at 3.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Yeah, these teachers wouldn't leave those kids alone. And so we have a new governor of Virginia. Teachers need to leave those kids alone. You know, some of the most powerful people in this country are teachers. And if they're godless, if the teachers in this country are godless, they're even more dangerous. And, for the most part, most teachers in this country don't believe in God. They are socialists, they are communists, they are fascists, they are atheists, they are agnostic, they are everything but fearful. God-fearers. They don't fear Him. But, so the military has the HAARP technology. They have the ability to create and destroy through weather warfare. And people, all this is before them. All the signs of the end of the world, or the end of Satan's control of the world, is before mankind. And what God Christ has stated through his apostle John in the book of Revelation is all coming to pass. And it's very interesting how people who've never read the apocalypse or the book of Revelation, they have heard third or fourth hand about the events that will take place at the end of the world. They're beginning to think we're at the end of the world. These are the signs of the end of the world. And they're beginning to have a change in their thinking. And this is how God does it. He uses the environment to get people to really consider. One thing that causes people to really consider God, or there must be a God, or there must be a higher power who is not distant, is hardship. When people begin to have hardship, they start to hope that there is some invisible power that they may understand as God that can help them. Well, he's not a God without a name. He is a God that has a name. He is a God that his name is Yahweh, and his son is Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And then there is the Holy Spirit, the wind that comes out of the breath of God Almighty, a real person. And this is where the world is headed. The world, in one sense, is headed toward great hardship, but also the world is also heading in the direction of a belief in a God that can save mankind and a God who can punish the evildoers of the world. If there's no justice, the people lose heart. Well, best example, what has given a lot of the Republican people hope is what just took place in Virginia. We have a new governor. Also, Republicans flipped a Texas seat where Beto won by 20 points. They flip a mayor seat in Rochester, New Hampshire, a city that voted Democrat since 2005. Republicans ranked in sweeping election wins in Long Island on Tuesday, making gains that New York's political establishment didn't expect. Buffalo mayor declares victory in write-in campaign against AOC-backed Democrat socialist. And Massachusetts teacher was forced to resign after attending a January 6 protest. She wins a school board seat. I think this happened here also in Colorado. Few seats up in Douglas County or down in Douglas County. Then there was a New Jersey truck driver, Ed Durr. He spent $153 on his Republican Party campaign, and he threw out of office a powerful Democrat Party seat leader. Yes, God does work in mysterious ways. God does use a political system, but he doesn't have to. But he does. We cannot change prophecy. But the children of the devil, they read the Bible and they know that there is a 7-year tribulation coming. Well, they don't want to wait. They want the 7-year tribulation to begin ahead of time. And the Christian people that have an understanding of the Bible should realize that we have the ability, once we know the mind of Christ, to counsel God on his word. And his word says that the tribulation will come when God says it comes, not when the children of the devil say it comes. They're not going to have any say in the matter. So the Christians need to pray, hold off the tribulation till God says it's time. Because the children of the devil, they always want to get ahead of God's plan. They wanted to kill Christ before his time. But God, in his prophetic word, said, nope. There was a time when Christ would be crucified, but not until the fullness of times. So, they want to bring in a tribulation ahead of time. God is not going to allow them to do it. Even though it appears as if they're really trying desperately. If Hillary Clinton would have won, the hardship that we're in now would have begun when she would have taken the presidency, which was never going to happen because there's no woman that will ever be an American president. And Joe Biden presently right now is not the true president. Donald Trump legally, not by man's legal standards, but by man's laws, Donald Trump still is the president of this country. He will be until Barack Obama resumes power. I know this is out there. Just give it time. Just give it time. Already, behind the scenes, yesterday I told you that the CIA agents that went to Russia, and I forget the name of the girl that is there, like in their ministry, she basically asked them, who is running America? And the CIA director, the head of the CIA, stated, it is not Joe Biden. Well, if it is not Joe Biden, and he would know, then who is it? Who is really running the CIA? Who is really running this country behind the scenes? Who is the real president? There is no real president. But there is someone that is still running things. 1360 KHNC AM Radio. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Hello, Win Home Inspection? I think I have a problem.
Boy, we're on the case. Look, Watson, up there by the doorframe, a crack in the plasterboard.
We need to investigate further, perhaps the crawl space, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, carry on. Aha! It's the foundation that's cracked.
Oh, if this continues, the whole house will begin to fall apart. Leaks in the plumbing, leaks in roofing, cracks in the wall.
Do you hear that? It looks like we've sprung a leak already.
I'm so glad I called Win Home Inspections.
970-238-8333.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
And as we finish out here, I wanted to just mention, you know, James Carville. I never could stand the man. The man was just, he was hideous. I just did not like him. He was such a powerful liar. But here's what happened. James Carville stated, what went wrong in Virginia was... Ready for this? Stupid wokeness. Stupid wokeness. And today it's been revealed that the logical explanation for the supposed rise in hate crimes in America is because near 100% of these hate crimes are lies, they're hoaxes, not real, didn't happen. But James Carville is blaming stupid wokeness. That's what happened in Virginia. Well, it's ironic, isn't it? They use wokeness, and then wokeness comes back to bite them in the nalga. That means hind end. Now, I didn't plan to go this direction, but things just take off, you know. Things have a life. The news has a life of its own. Thought and opinion has a life of its own. But I need to, before we finish, I need to talk about what's going on over in Russia, because it is getting ugly. Okay. This was out of Russian news. The United States has turned down our initiative. This was today. The United States has turned down our initiative. Actually, it was, turned down our initiative to lift all the existing diplomatic restrictions. Russian ambassador to Washington, Anatoly Antonov, said on Wednesday, yesterday. Our proposal to lift all the existing restrictions was not supported by either the Department of State or the White House. I raised the issue during my contacts, he said in an interview in one of their television stations. According to the Russian diplomat, it will be impossible to resume normal relations between the two countries without settling these problems. The problem basically is there is no dialogue. It seems to me, quoting, continuing to quote, that someone here in Washington thinks that we need predictably bad relations in this sphere. Naturally, we cannot accept this point of view. He stressed that these problems will adversely affect everyday life of the Russian diplomats. In response to U.S. sanctions and other expulsion of Russian diplomats, Moscow banned the U.S. embassy from hiring Russian and foreign citizens. So, things are not looking good. Now, with the situation in the Balkans, remember the Kosovo, the war? Well, that was a U.S.-led war by the CIA during Billy Clinton's administration. It was to abduct people, and it was a Yugoslavia at one time was a nation, but the nation was too powerful. So one of the strategies of the foreign ministry, or it wouldn't be foreign ministry of our country, the policies of the American government, and along with European, especially English policymakers, is you take a nation as big as Yugoslavia, which is kind of a threat to the power structure in Central Europe, and you break it up into like six or seven smaller nations, Kosovo being one, and they don't give you, and that nation, that huge nation, isn't a threat. Another example would be Iraq. Iraq was, when the wars took place with Saddam Hussein, it was broken up into three separate provinces. So the one-time unified Iraq is now three different provinces. This is why they're so divided on everything. You have part of the southern portions of Iraq that are rich in oil and metals. The northern part doesn't really have much to contribute. But everything that happens in that area, the areas to the north, they want their fair share. It's kind of like they're still part of the whole. Well, this is a strategy. of our foreign departments. And so in the Balkans, the West is complicit in the flare-up of recent developments in the Balkans, and due to the Kosovar extremist, it can whip up a conflict there at any time. And the situation in the Balkans is getting worse. As a result, the Balkan powder keg of Europe can be ignited at any time by Kosovar radicals, which are Islamic, and the connivance or direct incitement from their Western patriots. The Russian diplomat Maria Zakharova stated on Wednesday. According to Zakharova, the Albanian radicals, which are Muslim, are persistently trying to get rid of the Kosovo Serbs, which are Christian, Orthodox. It is a religious war. And America has always been behind the Islamic end of it, because they're behind it in Europe, they're behind it here in the U.S. Rick Rodriguez, be right back.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the present truth. On Sunday, starting this Sunday, remember, set your clocks. Daylight savings ends. And the new program hours will be 9 to 12, 9 to noon. Gives you a little time to sleep in, get up, have a cup of coffee, and relax, and kind of wake up, get a shower, and then I'm going to be on. And to support this hour, just send, you know, whatever you do, make a note that you would like to help the Present Truth Hour. And everything goes to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And that will just continue to help the station. It keeps me on the air, and everything just flows perfectly. So, in the Balkans, And what's happening there, like I stated here maybe 6 weeks ago, there has to be another outlet for drugs into Asia and Central Asia, and those drugs will flow into Eastern and Central Europe, well, in East Asia. It's a drug. It's about the drugs. Kosovo's about the drugs. It's the new distribution point. It is a distribution center of drugs. Not only drugs, but you watch. It's going to be organs, slaves, people, human beings, and who knows what other kind of evil. And the Islamic people, the Muslim people, many of them are fully aware what this is all about. But they say they're Muslim on one hand, but they're really not so much, they don't so much adhere to Islam. It's all about power, control, and it's about, you know, getting more power. But then there are the Muslim people that really don't understand what is going on, what everything is all about. They're just the chattel. They're the people that are dispensable. So for the Muslim people to not realize that some of the Muslim people are just dispensable, they're just pawns, they're just tools. They're just, they'll be used, and if they don't go along with the program, well, just like everybody else, they'll be murdered. They'll be beheaded. But Kosovo, once again, there is a move of radical Islam into Kosovo, and with the radical in Islam, there is going to be a pipeline coming out of Afghanistan. The Afghanistan government needs money. The CIA needs money. And that money is going to come into a new area. That CIA drug money and the drugs are still going to go all over the world, but now the target is Central Asia, and it'll be done through Kosovo. And Vladimir Putin is very aware of the situation. That is why he continues to support the Orthodox Christians, because they're the only ones that are really standing against it. Vladimir Putin understands it very clearly. And so does the United States government CIA operatives. Okay, that ends programs for this week. 1360 KHNC, Sunday from 9 to noon. Have a great weekend. God bless everybody. Talk to you Monday. Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.